This is WSKG News. A highly contagious disease that affects deer can have a devastating impact on the wild and captive populations. New York released a report earlier this year saying the state is still clear of the disease, but it's taking nothing for granted. This lab at Cornell University is where deer corpses are brought to test for chronic wasting disease, or CWD. Wildlife pathologist Elizabeth Buckles takes a sample from a deer's brain.
Dissect that off.
This deer was acting odd, walking in circles, and eventually got scared, ran into a fence, and died. It may have been hit by a car, but in case of disease, a sample needs to be taken. A deer can live for a year after becoming infected, all the while spreading abnormal infectious proteins called prions wherever it goes, through its urine, feces, saliva, and from its body breaking down when it dies. And the prions can be absorbed into soil and plants. Kristen Schuler is trying to minimize that.
It's a matter of, you know, really trying to keep things contained and off the landscape, which is why prevention is so important.
Schuler is a wildlife disease ecologist working with New York on a risk management program. After a deer tested positive for CWD in 2005, the state revised their surveillance program to be more proactive.
We're assuming that there is a hazard there until it's proven to be safe. So it's the opposite of the burden of proof, where you're innocent until presumed guilty. This is guilty until presumed innocent.
Last year, they collected about 2,500 samples from different deer. Schuler says the tests alone cost around $60,000. But it cost the state over $1 million to control that one case in 2005. 21 states have reported cases of CWD in their wild herds. It's very contagious. Schuler says if unchecked, it could devastate deer populations.
And I know it's hard to imagine now when we have so many suburban deer issues with overpopulation that this disease could essentially make deer extinct in decades to hundreds of years.
So the state hopes to stay out in front of it. A risk management plan is posted on the website of the Department of Environmental Conservation. The department is taking public comment until September 1st. Sarah Gager, WSKG News.